family resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This was the 6.8 magnitude killer earthquake hitting Morocco late last night, U.S. time. A cell phone recording posted on social media. Total deaths, at least 1,300. That number could go up as crews dig through the rubble, searching. Heavy damage in the historic city Marrakesh, quake-centered in the Atlas Mountains. The American Coco Gauff, at 19, has won the women's singles tennis title at the U.S. Open in New York, Gauff's first Grand Slam title, defeating Aryna Sabalenka. Six rescue teams navigating a twisty and turny narrow cave 3,000 feet down in Turkey, trying to bring the trapped American researcher Mark Dickey to the surface. He became seriously ill down there. Republican presidential contenders are campaigning this weekend. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former President Trump, and others in Ames, Iowa. This is ABC News. Right now, she's only out on social media, says ABC's Mark Remillard.
A Utah mother of six who was popular on YouTube for her videos on parenting advice has made her initial appearance in court on charges that she and others abused and starved her children. The judge ordered Ruby Frankie to be continued to be held without bail on six felony counts of aggravated child abuse. Her attorney says they'll be seeking a separate bail hearing.
Hurricane Lee is still over 1,000 miles away from the U.S. in the Atlantic. Forecasters say the storm will bypass the northern Caribbean islands, sparing Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and supposedly will head north off the eastern seaboard, churning up rip currents and big waves. They got him, says ABC's Lama Hassan in London.
A terror suspect on the run in London has been arrested after he evaded police for 4 days. The 21-year-old prisoner escaped from jail after he attached himself to the underside of a food delivery lorry.
In America, we call that a truck he was underneath. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Amery Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amery Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amery at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Mag Zinc Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Mag Zinc Radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find your trusted realtor right now at movetomadison.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick this Saturday night off with some sad lesbian music. It's Cat in a Hurricane on Mag Zinc Civic Media. We are local music.
After you're gone. after you're gone.
As Katna Hurricane, your Artist of the Year for the Madison Area Music Association, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Before that, we heard Resonate. Katna Hurricane, they are blowing up, everybody. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
What's happening,
hello,
Jimmy?
Hello.
Doing the original local music until midnight tonight. We got a busy night tonight, too. Mm-hmm. You know who else is busy is Cat and Hurricane. They got their next show coming up is September 15th. They're going to be live on King Street for the Majestic Live on King Street concert series.
Wow.
That's going to be pretty cool. They're also playing on the 26th. They're at the Burr Oak here in Madison. That's going to be a big show with Old Oaks. And then on September 22nd, for those of you listening in Green Bay, they'll be in Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay, go see them.
At the new Pride Alive kickoff show.
Oh, wow.
So, Rocker, tons of stuff happening in tonight's show. Tell us what's coming up real quick.
Jimmy, we're going to be checking in with Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau. That's going on at the Pollock Inn, and we'll be hopefully talking to Eric from Cold Black River
nice.
And Brittany Merlot from WXCO up there in Wausau. Raquel Ailman, we'll be talking to her. She'll be calling in from Appleton, where she's playing a show. And give the drummer some, Trevor Banks. He's making a documentary, and he's going to kind of tell us about some of their latest efforts.
That is going to be awesome. I can't wait to catch up with Trevor Banks about that again. Then coming up at 9 o'clock and for the full hour, our featured artist in The Devil's Lair is Luke McGovern. And I'm so curious to learn more about his inspiration for music because he often says he's inspired by animals and plants.
You know,
nice.
He's biking in. So
he
we don't
is.
Even have to worry about parking. Like parking was such a snafu last week, but he's going to be biking in. So.
That's perfect.
Looking forward
guitar on his back.
Oh, that is how a musician does it. Wow.
Looking
especially
forward
downtown.
To meet Luke for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maxine Kevy's at 10 o'clock tonight. We have interviews with Abaddon's End, Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Also, an interview with Sabotage. I spoke with Nick from Sabotage.
Nice,
great band, and it's a great story. Really cool interview.
Oh,
you don't want to miss that. Maxine Kevy at 10 o'clock. So I got a funny story. I got here a little early to Civic Media.
that is funny, Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, I got here. Well, I had some work to do on
sure.
the music files and, you know, assemble the playlist for the night. And I went outside real quick to, you know, to do what I do, you know. And I forgot my card key.
Oh,
and
boy.
I locked myself out of the studio.
Oh.
And I was literally like, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. So
I would, I think I would panic
a
little
bit. So then I'm hanging out. I'm doing my show prep and. And all of a sudden, like, the phone rings, and I look, and the ID says Paul's Club. I'm like, Paul's Club?
Who's
calling? What's Goose calling me from Paul's Club? All of a sudden, it's Jimmy. He's like, hey, Rocker. I'm like, what's going on, Jimmy? Eating
I'm
dinner?
I'm sitting under the tree in Paul's Club. Man.
I do want to say thank you very much to Taylor down at Paul's Club, because she helped me out. She let me use the bar phone. She let me use her phone to search for your phone number because I don't know your phone number
your
by heart.
Your phone was in here, bet, too.
Yeah, I had.
Jimmy, can you poor thing.
I just had bad influences in my pocket and frustration on my face.
Well, at least they were good neighbors. They're like, two doors down from where our studios are?
Yeah.
Very good. I'm so glad you found them.
After I got in, we had a shot of Jameson and everything worked out.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Thank you, Taylor. Let's get to some music.
Man.
We're going to check in with Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot shortly from Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau. Right now, Dennis Shepard, he was in on the show last week. You can get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com.
You don't know what you want, don't need nothing. Nothing at all.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
said, hey, why are you thinking this way? I said, hey, you know we'll find another way. And I said, hey, why are you thinking this way? I said, hey. And I said, hey, why are you thinking this way? I said, hey, you know we'll find another way. And I said, hey, why are you thinking this way? And I said, hey, you know we'll find another way, another way. Another way. Hey.
Max Income Civic Media, that is Mice and Bones out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ooh. The song is called Another Way.
That is nice.
Brand new. Mice and, of course, from 20 Reasons Taken back in the day, which is a great band back in the early 2000s through the teens. Good song. His stuff is available, I think available up on Bandcamp, streaming, of course, on all the streaming channels. Before that, Dennis Shepard, there's a podcast of his visit to Max Inc. Radio last week up on the podcast page at maxincradio.com.
He was fun, wasn't he?
He was great.
Oh, my gosh. The stories, especially falling off a roof. Oh my gosh, and breaking an arm, and as any kind of musician, I can't imagine what that must have been like to go through the healing process and never being sure if you'd be able to play guitar again.
And here he is releasing new music.
Ooh,
and
he's so good.
It's
yeah.
so good.
I watched him with Steely Dane just play. I had no idea. I'm like, wow. You went through all that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, he showed us his
scars. Played flawlessly
with
Steely Dane. So I was like, hey.
Jeez.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to join us, tell us what you're doing on this Saturday evening. If I was in Wausau, Wisconsin, I tell you what I would be doing. I'd be going to Riff Raff Fest at the Pollock Inn. And Civic Media's very own chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, is Woo! Live at the Pollock Inn right now. Brittany, good Woo! Evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Brittany!
Good evening, you guys. I wish you were here with me right now. My goodness, it is so much fun right here at Riff Raff Fest. We're at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. If you have no plans tonight, get out here. Please do. This is presented by Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and WXDO Bull Falls Radio right here in Wausau. That's where I'm at. We've got five bands starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And let me tell you what, this year's Riff Raff Fest features your favorite heavy metal bands from the region and beyond. We even got some from Michigan. I'm telling you, sandwiched between local news, we have Passion Aggression, Karma Bloody Karma, Grave Next Door, and of course, their friends Clean. They're bringing their unique brand off of Michigan Heavy. And of course, finally celebrating their 10th year, Rocking Your Balls Off, we have Cold Black River's triumphant return will be as monstrous as ever. And I've got someone very special here with me right now, Eric Cobb from Cold Black River out of Madison. You guys know him. How's it going?
Excellent. I hope everybody's having a good evening.
Yeah. So tell me, you've been here before. What is the history of Riff Raff Fest, and what does this venue mean to you?
So with Riff Raff Fest, it's essentially a name that I had pulled out of the ether when we decided to bring together 5 to 7 good, solid, heavy bands from the region, from the Midwest, and put together a show. I originally wanted to call this Frank Fest after Frank, who runs the Pollock here, but he's too shy. He wouldn't allow me to do that. So I resurrected Riff Raff Fest just for this show.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you guys have been around a long time. You've gone to many local places. Tell me, what was that like and what is it like now?
You know, Wisconsin is a fantastic state to cut your teeth as a new band or as a band that is just starting off. There are tons of really great venues all across the state. We've been to venues that are as small as 70 people and venues that are as much as 3,000 people in Wisconsin. And they're all absolutely wonderful. Once you've met the people in these small towns and in these areas, they bring you in and they basically treat you like family. It's wonderful.
That's good old Wisconsin, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, we're so glad you're here. So what band are you most excited to see tonight, besides yourself, of course?
You know, I love Grave Next Door, but I also love up and coming bands. I want to hear what's out there, what people are playing. So I'm super thrilled to hear Karma, Bloody Karma and Passion Aggression.
Awesome. I'm excited for that too. So what is Cold Black River working on these days?
We have two songs that we're going to debut this evening here at the club that we're very excited about. We're also taking the next couple of months to continue to write new stuff. It's a little bit different because we have a newish guitar player and he brings a different sound to the band, and we're extremely thrilled about that. So we've been concentrating on that for quite a while.
Can you describe the new unique sound?
What we had before, I consider to be heavy, but accessible. You know, we book ourselves as the rock band at the metal shows and the metal band at the rock shows. That's kind of our tagline. The stuff we're playing now and writing now leans heavier in the metal spectrum, and the storytelling in it is a little more fantastical.
Ooh, I like the way you described that one. bad, awesome. All right, so where can fans connect with you?
You can definitely go to coldblackriver.com. That has all of our social media and all of our music and all of our artwork and all of our photographs. Go there for sure. And of course, Facebook and any of the other social media. If you type in Cold Black River on Google, we're the first thing that comes up.
Oh, I like it. So where can we get your swag?
You can go to our Threadless store and get pretty much anything you want, including shoes, believe it or not, which is really awesome. But you can also meet us at these shows and get unique tour merch that you won't be able to get anywhere else.
Where are you going after this, if they can't make it tonight?
If they can't make it tonight, well, we are playing once again in Madison. We're going to be playing at Red Rooster on November the 11th at Scorpio Fest, and that one is going to be a monster.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, you guys, we're at Riff Raff Fest. That's again on Pollack Inn. We're at 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. We have five bands starting at 7.
obviously, like you said, the long runs are great too, but you know, I think once you kind of set that tone and you run with a purpose where people don't want to tackle you anymore, I think that's a little bit more satisfying. It took me a little bit to get going. I felt the first half pretty much, I think I was held to 30 something. But you knew going into the locker room, you know, when I came back out, that it was going to be a different game because, you know, I'd already set the tone with these guys and, you know, showed them how the game was going to go. And, you know, the second half obviously turned it up a little bit and they weren't as interested in making those tackles. And then you kind of saw it even on my last carry that ended up being a touchdown. You know, you kind of felt their spirit taken away from them.
One of the things that Coach Longo mentioned the first time he ever met with the media was, yes, there's an air raid label, but this program will still run the ball. I'm thinking a lot of people were surprised in the first game at how much the Badgers ran the ball, but you kind of knew that the running game is still going to be featured here quite a bit, right?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I knew, you know, that was something that I would have had to address with Coach Longo when he first got here, you know, making sure that we're going to be incorporated into this offense. And at the end of the day, we know that the offense is going to go through us, you know, regardless of the title of it or, you know, what we're trying to do. I think when we're running the football well, the team goes with that. So, you know, obviously it was working. And, you know, he's always said he's gonna go to green and whatever's working, he's going to stick with. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can kind of continue that streak.
Shifting off the field here, in this world of name, image, and likeness, it's great to see athletes like you and many others be able to take advantage of those opportunities. But one of the things that strikes me about you and a lot of your teammates, a lot of the athletes here, is that you use the platform to give back. There's the Badgers Give Back initiative here, but your charity softball game, of which you've had now each of the last 2 years, yeah. Right? Tell us about that. What got you started with wanting to do this? And it seemed like everybody, all of your teammates and everybody up in Fond du Lac this year had a lot of fun watching you guys out there.
Yeah, it's I played baseball growing up, so I'm not, you know, really very new to the sport. But, you know, I'm with Team Lammy. They do a great job kind of getting everything. A couple guys are on the team are with them as well, Chim and Tanner too. So they do a great job in getting all that stuff set up. I mean, it wasn't really even my idea to have that. But, you know, they kind of brought the idea to me. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better, you know, way to give back to my community. So, you know, that went on. And this year we started the Braylon Allen Fund. And all the proceeds went to different charities and organizations that I was part of growing up, Boys and Girls Club, the Youth Football League in Fond du Lac, things like that. So it was a lot of fun. You know, obviously, a lot of the team was out there to support. We had a great time.
Yeah, it really did. Did anybody surprise you with their softball ability? I would say lack thereof. I don't want to go there. Anybody better than you thought might be on the diamond?
Man, Mike Jarvis, he hits bombs. I mean, yep. If I do it again, I'm going to have to get rid of that little midget fence I got out there. But because I think we could all hit it over, you know, the big one. But, you know, when he hits it, it's not even fair. You know, it could be a pop fly and it's going over. So Mike Jarvis definitely caught me by surprise.
Yeah, I can vouch for that, being there for his second edition this summer. He can hit bombs. That's for sure. Really appreciate Braylon taking some time and what he does. Not as we said, these athletes have a chance to now earn some money based on their name, image, and likeness, but they use the platform to give back as well. Braylon and many others on the Wisconsin campus do just that. Let us check the UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Among those still waiting to get back and actually working to get back, it's a better way to put it, is offensive lineman Jake Renfro and defensive lineman Isaiah Mullins. Again, neither is available. Max Lofi, Tommy McIntosh, Riley Nowakowski, Riley tight end, is still out. Aaron Witt, linebacker, receiver Chris Brooks, and Jack Pugh continues to work through a personal matter right now, so he is unavailable. The Badgers are still waiting and hoping with the eligibility of Michael Mack, the transfer from Air Force. Still trying to get through that process right now, but Michael not available here today. So let's check out the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. member FDIC for Washington State. And we'll go with the defense is up front. The ends are Ron Stone, fifth-year senior out of San Jose, second team All-Conference a year ago. He's a two-time All-Pac-12 honoree. Brennan Jackson's on the other side, grad student, a Campbell Trophy semifinalist a year ago. He, too, was second team All-Conference, had six tackles in the game in Madison a year ago. Nusi Maloney and David Gusta are the tackles. The linebackers are Devin Richardson, who had 11 stops against Colorado State, and Kyle Thornton. And they will use the nickel package, as Wisconsin does with regularity. The corners are Cam Lampkin, fifth-year senior, transfer from Utah State, and Shaw Smith-Wade, who they believe is one of the top corners in the conference. The nickel is Kapena Gushikin. He is a junior from Maui. And the safeties are Sam Lockett, a fifth-year senior from Spokane, and Jaden Hicks, who had a pick six in last week's game against Colorado State. He's a redshirt sophomore from Las Vegas. That's the starting defense for Washington State. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, the left tackle is Jack Nelson, the redshirt junior out of Stoughton. Joe Huber, the left guard, redshirt junior out of Dublin, Ohio, the transfer from Cincinnati. Tanner Bordellini is the center. Michael Furtney is the right guard. And Riley Malman, the redshirt sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, is the right tackle. The tight ends are Hayden Rucci, the fifth-year senior from Lititz, Pennsylvania, and Tucker Ashcraft, back in his home state. He is from Seattle. Ashcraft with a couple of receptions in the opener a week ago. The wide receivers outside are Chimray DK, with one catch last week and made good on it, a 29-yard touchdown grab, a senior out of Waukesha. On the other side is Bryson Green, the junior from Allen, Texas, transfer from Oklahoma State. He had four catches for 23 yards a week ago. Will Pauling is the slot receiver, redshirt sophomore from Chicago, another UC transfer, five catches for 55 yards against Buffalo. Running back combo, Braylon Allen, the 6'2", 245-pound junior from Fond du Lac, 17 totes, 141 yards, two touchdowns last week for Allen, seven catches as well. Ches Malusi, 157 rushing yards, 89 on the play of the day, the touchdown run in the third quarter. And Tanner Mordecai is the quarterback, 24-31 in the season opener for 189 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Badgers and the Cougars here in Pullman. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built for tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On Our Game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the Rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the Verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
Hello.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Martin Stadium in Pullman, Washington. Alongside Mark Tauscher, our sideline reporter Patrick Herb, engineer Dave McCann, statistician Mike Heller, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football. This should be fun. This is a small stadium. It seats 32 or 33,000. But it is sold out, and it's loud for this Big Ten Pac-12 matchup, Wisconsin and Washington State. And let's get to our Badgerland Chevy dealers, our keys to the game, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. And Tausch, we talked about it a little bit already in the pregame show. Last year, Wisconsin turned it over three times, committed 11 penalties.
Wisconsin, the visiting team will call the coin toss. The coin we'll be using.
They, to use, well, we get the, I guess we're going to have the coin toss here. Wisconsin has won the toss and has deferred, so we'll kick off. So now let's get to the keys of the game. You talked with Jack McNeil, the offensive line coach, and about dealing with the crowd noise and just trying to clean up mistakes week one to week two.
Yeah, and you know, he made it sound, you know, we've played in other stadiums, and the crowd noise isn't going to be a factor because of, you know, the system that this Wisconsin offense is running. But I think from a player's standpoint, that's always something. Whether it's the center quarterback, the snap, getting it on time with all the motion that you do, and and getting off on the snap count. These guys, Washington State has a couple of really good defensive ends, and the best way to wreck a game is a sack strip or a pressure that leads to an interception. And I think every game, turnovers are such a critical thing, but when you're playing on the road, you have to have everything tightened up because those mistakes get highlighted even that much more.
One thing we'll watch for you here, and it was fairly well documented, in particularly in spring ball when Wisconsin was going through this philosophical shift. They had a lot of trouble with the shotgun snaps. You know, Tanner Bordellini has tried to just slow things down, just get it back there, and there has been marked improvement there. Washington State had some issues last week in its season opening win. It scored 50, but it really probably didn't play as well as Jake Dickert would have liked as well. The Washington State coach and the Wisconsin native, and Cam Ward lost two fumbles. So we talked about Wisconsin's miscues last week, the miscues in the game last year. Washington State wasn't perfect last week.
No, they weren't, and obviously Wisconsin wasn't either. And that's why, you know, as coaches' cliches go, this one is the one that I think rings one of the truer, is you're going to see and you need to see a big jump, because you're talking 8-10 months of football that you haven't played. You now are out live. You got it. You got to watch some film. You get to correct it. And if you play either team is as sloppy with the football as they were last week, it's going to be trouble. It's really tough to overcome against a good team.
Washington State in the home crimson and gray uniforms, the Badgers in the traveling whites and the cardinal trim. Jack Van Dyke set to kick off. He is kicking from our left to our right as we are set to go. Lincoln Victor, Isaiah Hamilton are deep, and this kick is a line drive on a couple of bounces, then sails over the head and into the end zone. Victor hesitates, comes out right side, goal line to the 5, gets to the 10, and he gets drilled by Tatum Grass at the 10-yard line. Lincoln Victor was shouldn't I stop and go. He decided to give it a whirl and paid for it as he gets tagged to the 10-yard line, and we are underway.
Yeah, thank you that he should, because that was a really silly mistake early on for Washington State, and Wisconsin special teams could have been ball at the 25. You picked up 15 yards of hidden field position right there. Now the defense needs to take advantage of that.
Jake Cheney will get the started linebacker alongside Muma Jungmeta. Remember, Jordan Turner is out for the first half of this game after being hit with a targeting penalty late in last week's game against Buffalo. Washington State comes out, 4 receivers to either side. Now the running back, Nakia Watson, motions to the right. Ward, quick shot over the middle. Victor, the catch across the 20-yard line and brought down by Jason Maitre. And Lincoln Victor, who had 11 catches last week, gets involved right away. A gain of 12 and a first down. And Washington State plays up tempo, not messing around. Snap to Ward, quick shot again. It's Lincoln Victor, and he gets brought down by Ricardo Hallman, working through the block attempt of Kyle Williams. Good play by Hallman.
Yeah, great job keeping leverage, making him force the ball. Nice job of beating the block and getting him down. That's the sure tackling that we didn't see early in last week's game.
That was a loss of 3, second down and 13 for Washington State at its own 19-yard line. Josh Kelly, slot to the right. Lincoln Victor is wide to the right. Kyle Williams to the left. Jalen Jenkins, the running back, now to the right of the quarterback, Cameron Ward. As Victor starts to come in motion to the formation. High snap, sails over Ward. He'll pick it up, rolling right, throwing, and it's through the hands of Jenkins, incomplete at the 10-yard line. So we said Washington State last week had troubles with the snap at times. It has an early issue here tonight.
Yeah, nice job there to just recover the snap, and actually you're fortunate that he dropped that pass, because that would have been a 6 or 7 yard loss behind the line of scrimmage. So Washington State dodged a bullet there.
Third down and 13 for the Cougars at their own 19-yard line. Three receivers to the right. Kyle Williams comes out to the left against Alexander Smith. Watson in the backfield to the right of Cameron Ward on third down and long for the Cougars. Play clock is down to 3. Ward calling for the ball, and a timeout is taken. The play clock is winding down.
Timeout. Wisconsin.
And actually, it's Wisconsin taking the timeout. So a break early on, a 1:04 into the game.
A 30-second timeout.
This is just a 30-second timeout, so we'll hold it here.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like there was looked like Wisconsin was thinking about bringing Cheney, and they adjusted the protection, and I don't know if that is what led, because as you said, Matt, normally when that game clock is running down, it's the offense that takes the timeout. looks like Wisconsin did it there. There must have been some confusion or a lack of communication that Wisconsin's defense had.
Get a quick check of the atmosphere in this place as we check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. What's it like down there?
Well, a lusty greeting to the Badgers when they took the field, as you can imagine. There's a proverbial chip on the shoulder of this entire university, how the conference realignment has shaken out. And there are lawsuits now happening from Oregon State and Washington State. And I think this whole stadium is looking at this as a proving ground for their university, that not only do they belong, they can excel at the Power 5 level.
Yeah, it is a little salty. I think that is fair to say. BT Sheffield, slot left, motions right. Victor on the right side as well. Third and 13, Washington State for the Cougars, 19-yard line, snap to Ward. Badgers rush four. Ward has time. He steps up. He'll pull it down. Now he'll throw it. Watson catching across the 25, across the 30, and up to the 33. They'll mark at the 32-yard line, which is exactly where he needed to go. Let's check that spot. They need the 32, and they mark at the 31, and it's a third down now. Here's a handoff to Watson. He'll get the first down. It was fourth down. Yeah. They went for it. The yard marker was showing third, which I thought it was fourth. It was. Jake Dickert rolling the dice, and they get the first down on the fourth and short up to the 34-yard line. They needed one. They got three.
Yeah, way too much time on that third and 14 or whatever it was, and allowed him Ward to kind of manipulate his way through the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield. And a nice job by Watson to get close enough that they allowed to pick up that first down on fourth and one.
Ben Barton and James Thompson Jr., the down lineman. Barton right over their center. Connor Gomez on first and 10. Pistol formation now for the Cougars, 34-yard line. Ward hands to Watson, tried the left side and going nowhere as Hunter Wohler came crashing down. No gain in the play. Second and 10, Wazoo at its own 34-yard
line.
Yeah,
really nice job by Wohler of crashing across the right tackle's face, bringing him down.
They get back on the ball. Three receivers right, one on the left. Ward back to throw, dancing around, looking. Shuffles to his left. Pocket starts to close. He breaks off to his right. He'll run it across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. Muma Jungmeta tripped him up. And a gain of a couple there to the 36-yard line. Well, credit the secondary for the Badgers. Ward had all day and half the night. And it's third down and eight for Washington State.
Yeah, and nice job there to get him down because there was a lot of space. You don't make that tackle. He's picking up a first down. So while the pass rush still in question, not able to get any. Good contain there, getting him down on the ground before he was able to scamper and pick up a first.
3 minutes gone by, no score. Third down and eight for the Cougars at their own 36-yard line. Cooper Mathers, the tight end, motions right to left. Three receivers that side of the formation. Josh Kelly wide to the right, back to throw. Ward looking, fires it left side, and it's broken up and almost intercepted by Ricardo Hallman. He came flashing in front of the intended receiver, Kyle Williams. And Washington State fortunate to be able to punt it away on fourth down and eight.
Yeah, great set there by Hallman. Ward rolls out to the left. He kind of locked his eyes, and Hallman read it, jumped it, and should have. I'm sure he's going to look back. He would have loved to have been able to bang that drum or make that interception because that was really well read, and he jumped the route where he needed to. Just didn't bring it in.
Nick Haberer is on the punt. Shimray DK deep for Wisconsin. Snap to Haberer. Steps to his right. The kick is away. DK signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at about the 15-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 50-yard punt from Haberer. Part of that Australian connection, the Pro Kick Australia. The Badgers got Atticus Bertrams from that very same program. 11:32 left in the first quarter. No score, and the Badgers go on offense for the first time in this game.
Yeah, and this is going to be real fun to watch because Washington State obviously saw what Wisconsin did last week. I think Wisconsin wants to throw it more efficiently and better, but make no mistake, Wisconsin last week, reminded itself about the physicality with the run game.
Braylon Allen, the running back, to the right of Mordecai. Tanner takes, flips it to Allen, catches right side at the 15, and he'll drive it up shy of the 20-yard line. Jaden Hicks gets over there, the strong safety, redshirt sophomore out of Las Vegas. Allen taken down after a gain of four to the 19 of Wisconsin, second and six.
Nice job by Rucci out in space, locking up his guy, let Braylon run a little bit.
Will Pauling slot to the right, Bryson Green is wide on second down and six, handoff Allen, probing the left side, hit behind the line of scrimmage. It's Hicks again, who's getting to know Allen early. Loss of one to the 18 of Wisconsin, where it's now third down and seven.
Yeah, I said this last week, and I think one of the things you're looking for if you're Tanner Mordecai is that backside defensive end. He's crashing down hard, if you do that, you have to pull it and run it. We'll see if that happens a little bit more in this game.
Three receivers to the right. Chimray, DK to the left for the Badgers 18-yard line. Third down and seven. As Mordecai looking over. Play clock is at 10. Crowd gets cranked up. Allen shifts to the left of the QB. Play clock is at 5. Mordecai gets the snap. Four-man rush. Tanner under pressure. Flush to his left. Looking. He'll run it across the 20 and chased out of bounds at the 21-yard line by the linebacker Kyle Thornton. That'll be 4 yards short of the stick. And it's three and out for Wisconsin offense.
Yeah, Washington State brought a bunch of guys up to the line of scrimmage and kind of forced Wisconsin's hand as far as what they were going to do. Nice job there by Mordecai to avoid the rush. Step up. Washington State did a great job of closing just short of the first down to make Wisconsin force a punt.
Atticus Bertrams is on to punt. Choppy in that area last week. So we can improve here in week two. DT Sheffield. Single safety at the 32 of Washington State. Pitches away from Bertrams, hangs it high. Fair catch signaled by Sheffield. He'll gather at the 37-yard line. Good field position for Washington State after a 42-yard punt. And we'll have our first break in the action. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your campus spot. Time we have something for fun. Everyone, your including some of the there. Best brands. Milwaukee, we have 9:36 left for the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing. Washington State nothing. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
ABC News. I'm Chuck.
The